Hi, everybody. Kevin told me I have to come stand behind this thing today. So here I am, up on the stage with steps and high heels. It's fine. You know, he didn't warn me before I put these shoes on, so if I fall, blame Kevin. Okay, you guys know that, those of you who've heard me speak before, I love this book. I love Scripture, and I always think we should always go back to Scripture to sift the truths we believe. But I'm not actually going to talk a lot about Scripture this morning. Instead, I'm going to do something else, which I think is also valuable. I'm going to tell you some stories. I'm going to use a woman's life, hopefully, to inspire you a little bit more in your own walk with God and in your own ministry. And obviously, that woman is Carly. Now, you might think this is all about Carly, and I don't want you to get a swelled head, sister. But the truth is Carly is not special. She's not better than you. There is nothing about Carly that makes her closer to God than any of you people, but her own obedience and her own willingness. So everything I tell you today is not something that is far away for you to grasp. And the other thing that you need to know is that this isn't Carly's story. This is God's story. It's God's story in Carly's life. And I love that today is the day of Pentecost because that was a great commissioning and equipping of ministry. That's what Pentecost was. You know, the Holy Spirit didn't come for warm fuzzies. The Holy Spirit came to equip those people for ministry. They were able to speak in the tongues of different kinds of nationalities so that they could go and give the good news to people who couldn't hear it in Hebrew or in Greek. They were being equipped and commissioned for ministry just like Carly is, and I hope that you get by the end of today, just like you are. So I'm going to start by just sharing a little bit about my friend Carly. But before I do, I'm just going to read this scripture because it's a gooder. And I was going to go with one in Proverbs about having to live with an argumentative woman, just as like a nod to Kyle. I got you, bro. But, you know, I thought I should be a little bit more reverent. All right, Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I named this a picture of perseverance because Carly is someone who does not give up. Obnoxiously so. Carly is somebody who does not give up. When I met Carly, I was at a golf tournament for Young Life. And I had just personally come on staff with Young Life and was looking at the huge job that I was about to undertake. And Carly was this bubbly, excited presence who was also incredibly challenging. Carly doesn't let me get away with anything. If I'm having a pity party, Carly will literally say to me, okay, you get the rest of today, but then tomorrow I don't want to hear about it this way again. And it doesn't matter even if it's something I can't control. If I am complaining about something completely outside of my control and is actually unfair, Carly will still say to me, okay, you get today, and then tomorrow we're going to look at this a different way. I appreciate that about Carly. So Carly came, and she came to this tournament because she was a Young Life leader. She actually moved from Edmonton as a Young Life leader, and she was a Young Life leader for years in Edmonton. In fact, I think Carly has been a Young Life leader her entire adult life. That is a lot of years, because she's getting up there. Just for the record, she asked me if I was excited for her roast, and I feel like that was permission. Here's the thing, when you're a Young Life leader, it stretches you to your limits. It stretches you emotionally, spiritually, and it stretches you physically. So I have a picture up here of Carly taking, that was the wrong picture, but that's okay, they're in the wrong order. This is another story. We were supposed to dress up. I thought if I was gonna roast you that I would dive in a little bit. So Carly posted this. This was a Young Life event to dress up for Rutland because we were just starting to think about Rutland Club. And we had different versions of dress up. And Carly posted this picture to social media with the caption, I love how I channeled breakfast at Tiffany's and you channeled flamingo vomit. So if I'm dishing it out tonight or today, I just want you to know it's because she dishes it out also publicly. All right, next picture is This is Carly going to camp. And for those of you who have never been to camp, so she's with all of those teens as a volunteer team leader. So she's not getting paid for this. She's taken a whole week of her life away from work, away from the comfort of a real bed, and she is taking teenagers to camp. And if you've never been to camp, you don't sleep. You eat camp food if you get a chance to sit down. There's all kinds of crazy things that happen to you, like you get rolled down a hill inside of a giant tire, or you have to do an obstacle course and like have the, I don't know if this happened to Carly, but I had the humiliation of needing my kids to haul my big butt over a wall. You are exhausted all day long, every day. And that's just the physical part. Because what that is all really about is breaking down barriers and having the opportunity to build relationship with teens, to listen to their heartaches and their heartbreaks, to sometimes have incredibly difficult things disclosed to you at 11 o'clock at night when all you want to do is go to sleep and you know that this conversation that just got started is going to last another hour. It's about jumping off a tower with a kid who needs to face a fear because they just need to conquer something in life. And it is about the opportunity to process the gospel with kids so that kids will know how much Jesus loves them, that they are uniquely designed and made. Carly has done this faithfully for as long as I've known her, until she had a baby, which was really frustrating for me because Adrian was on sabbatical and I was, you know, holding down the fort. And then Carly's like, I have something to tell you. And I was like, you can't. And I love babies, but I was like, you can't. I can't tell Adrian we don't have a team leader. And she's like, well, I'll just have like a short maternity leave. And it's true. She brought her baby to club, used her baby for contact work at the high school, which was awesome because teenagers flocked to her. And we even had Royce's first birthday party at club. We had birthday party club. It was awesome. Carly continued to serve and actually model for these teenagers what family looks like, what loving your kid looks like. She didn't go overboard. She had great boundaries. She talked about when she could help and when she could not help because she had a newborn. But she let her life tell the story of Jesus to these teenagers. Until baby number two came, and she's like, I don't think this is going to work anymore. And so we lost her as a leader. But the cool part about that is we gained her as a committee member. Because the thing about Carly is she doesn't quit. Carly is someone who's going to serve Jesus with her whole life. She is rescued by Jesus. She has an incredible story. I'm not going to tell you that story. But Jesus has rescued her over and over again from difficult circumstances in her own life. And she adores him, and all she wants is for other people to know that too. Now, before you pigeonhole Carly into a, well, yeah, she is ridiculous and good with teenagers, that is not all Carly is. That's not the only story God has been telling with her life. A number of years ago, Carly started working at a cafe called Third Space. And I'm really sorry to put other people in the room on the spot, but Ken and Linda Stober had a beautiful, beautiful vision to embrace the idea of growing healthy community in Kelowna. And they were going to use a cafe to kind of be the storefront for that. And they could have just hired any cafe manager to kind of make the books look good. But they hired a pastor. They hired Carly. And so we've got a couple of pictures here of the Stobers and Carly at awards ceremonies, which are cool. The community acknowledging what an incredible place Third Space has become. But there's some more stories behind that that I would love to tell you. Like the time I watched, well, I'm going to say many times, but in particular, the time I watched Carly connect several people together who then started their own thing. I was in the cafe, and I was just, and I don't even know if she even remembers this, because I'm not even sure she's even spoken to them since. But there was a young man there she introduced to a woman because she did some sort of decorating or something. And what I know is that that conversation led to a number of other events and things that they've started doing for other people in Calgary. They don't even live here. She just sat at the, she'd be at the bar and she'd be talking to people and they'd be having conversations and she'd be like, oh my gosh, you know who I just met? Over here at this table, over here, just meet this person. She did that for me. I got to have the opportunity to participate on the Third Space board because Carly said, my friend Sarah loves what you're doing. Ken and Linda, you should let her be on your board. My life has been enriched by that. She has introduced me to people who've gotten involved with Young Life. She's introduced people who needed it to the counseling center at Third Space. Her radar was not on whether or not you needed another latte. Her radar was on what you needed in your life. What did your soul need? She's just a cafe manager. Carly's been doing that the entire time I've known her in every situation. I don't have any pictures of this because I don't know them, but I had the opportunity to pop into her most recent job at Baby and Me and meet one of her coworkers. Actually, I met three of her coworkers. And while she was paying for stuff, one of them was just telling me how Carly was shifting the culture of that place, that they were so sad she was leaving. It was right after she started talking about coming here and being on staff. Everywhere Carly goes, she brings the gospel. She brings it with her word. She brings it with her actions. She brings it with the way that she loves people. You know, she even uses Kyle. So we were at a Young Life leader meeting, and we were about to lose one of our Young Life leaders because he couldn't find a job. He had just dropped out of university, didn't know what he wanted to do with himself. And Carly goes, well, actually, why don't you talk to Kyle? And he ended up staying here for several years longer and marrying one of our other Young Life leaders, and then they both left, and that was lame. But now he's a carpenter. Because Carly looks at the world and she sees the connections. She looks at people and she sees needs. She looks at relationships and she sees places for healing. And she walks that out every single day. And even in our neighborhood, if you think Carly doesn't already have enough on her plate with all of this and two daughters, she's like, what are we going to do in our neighborhood? And she's helped us have a neighborhood block party that the pros started several years ago. But not only that, she has a spare bedroom that I actually regularly use for overflow in my house, which is nice. We've had people, we had a staff person in from the coast call and say, hey, I have a friend. She's a loved one in the hospital and she needs somewhere to stay. My house was already full, so I called Carly and I said, hey, can a random stranger stay in your basement? And Carly's like, yeah, totally, sure, hook me up. Carly says yes to every opportunity to represent Jesus. I know it's not a lot of scripture. I know usually I come and I'm like, you know, going back and forth between Old Testament and New Testament. Those things are important. I do not want to discourage you from reading your Bible. But I want to encourage you. Carly was living a pastoral life in ministry long before she had the option of a title. Carly represents the life that every single one of us is called to. And I think sometimes the danger in church for us is that we put someone in a position and we give them a salary, and we're like, good, that person will do that. But if you actually take a look at how the church operates, her job now is actually to inspire and equip you to live that life of perseverance. To live that life of ministry, not to do ministry for you. And when she does that, and when she challenges you and she invites you, I want you to know that she is not coming from a place or a position of prestige. She's coming with a servant's heart, with someone who has lived a life of servanthood, and who I know will continue to do so. So, as your sister in Christ, and as one of Carly's closest friends, I have a request. And also as somebody who talked her into this when she was too chicken to apply. Don't make me regret that. I know that Carly is going to say some things sometimes that is going to frustrate you. And I know, having been in a leadership position myself for a long time, and coming from a leadership position in a church, it is not an easy job. She's not going to please all of you at the same time. You're going to get offended. You're going to be challenged. And sometimes it's going to be because she actually screwed up. But as her best friend, I am asking you to be gentle with her. I have a little scriptural backup for me in case you thought it was a personal favor. Hebrews 13:17 says this: "Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you." Oh, submit and authority, those are dirty words in our culture, aren't they? Carly is not a person who will ever wield authority or demand submission. She is a person who has demonstrated it over and over and over again, and even amongst you. And so my prayer and my hope today is that you would leave with two things. One, knowing that Carly's position is not what made her a pastor. Her life in Jesus is. You all share that. And two, that as she takes on this role, she is going to answer for it. She is held to a higher account. The weight is heavy. And you guys have the option and the ability to make it light, to make it a joy. Have confidence in Carly. Submit to her authority, because she is going to keep watch over you as someone who's going to have to give an account. Do this so that her work will be a joy, not a burden, because that will be of benefit to you also. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this church. Thank you for the way that they live their lives. Thank you that they use their resources for this community so well. This building is always bustling, and it is not even always their ministries. Thank you for the way they've grown. Thank you for all of the children here and the way that they honor them. Thank you for Kevin and his leadership and his servant heart. And last, and for today, most importantly, thank you for your call on Carly's life, to step into this role of not only being responsible for her own ministry, but for the equipping and the inspiring of the ministry of others. May she be received well. May she have great support. And may this ministry be a joy to her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. My name is Brian, and I have the privilege this morning of speaking to Carly on behalf of the search committee board and the congregation, and her endorsement as an associate pastor here at First Baptist Church. Before I continue, I'm going to read a short note that was written by Max DeBeeson, who was one of the congregational representatives on the search committee, but who is unable to be here. I want to congratulate Carly on her induction today. It was a pleasure for all of us on the search committee to be part of the process that brought this about. It is a significant event in your life and that of our church family. May God's choicest blessings be upon you as we grow together in service to our Lord Jesus. Carly, you are a faithful example of a loving servant spirit to all of us. Max. Carly, in Ephesians, Paul talks about us being given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. But for what purpose? He goes on to state, for the equipping of each of us for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. The search committee, board, and congregation have endorsed you. And as an associate pastor at First Baptist Church, you will now have a larger part in the equipping that Sarah was talking about. It is our intent to support you so that together we are committed for the work of service to which we are called, and together to building up the body of Christ.
Thank you, Brian. I want to give you guys a few snapshots about how we got to this point, from my perspective anyway. Carly might correct you later on, but my first Sunday here with my family, Carly and Kyle came up to us and we started talking and found out that she was from Edmonton also, and that in addition to her love for Kyle and her kids, she had another significant love in her life, and that was coffee. And we really connected over that love of coffee. And that was great that they're one of the first people to connect with us. But I did find out that one of my favorite coffee places in Edmonton was called Transcend Coffee. And I think I went there a lot and had Carly make me lattes and didn't even know that we'd be at this stage today. So I think that's really interesting. She hasn't made me a latte for a while. We're going to have to fix that. But so that was my introduction to Carly and Kyle and her family. And then I saw her a lot at Third Space, because that was a great place for me to go and meet people and just hang out and do some studying and stuff. And I found out that she had some theological training, that she was a young life leader, that she was passionate for the church. She had all these good relationships with people. And according to her, I asked her a question that stuck in her mind. And this is how she said I asked the question. I don't think I did it like this, but she said, "I hear you have a theological degree. Why aren't you serving in the church?" And that's not really the way I see myself, but that's how she recalls the question. And I guess that stuck with her. The content sounds kind of right. I could see myself asking a question like that, kind of to the point. And I guess that stuck with her. And I would stop in from time to time, and we'd have coffee, and sometimes she'd sit down with me and ask me questions. And I would ask her questions like, we're going to be posting this position at the church. Would you consider applying? And of course, her first response was, "I am in love with coffee. I will never leave my relationship with coffee. And I'm in love with my job at Third Space," which she was. So that was kind of the first reaction to that question. And I said, "Well, would you just please pray about it and consider it?" And I know that this was a splinter in her mind for quite some time. And, she did actually apply for this position, obviously. And it was a very brave thing for her to do. It was very brave because she was stepping out to something new. And as she prayed about it, and as we prayed and looked over other applicants, we had many strong applicants for this position. The search committee was unanimous that Carly was the right fit for us. Actually, I did this thing called Strength Finders, and Strength Finders tells you your top five strengths. And I thought that was pretty cool. I learned about my strengths. And I found out that I should be working with someone that has this strength. And Carly has this as her number one strength. And can anyone guess what it would be, her number one strength? It's a strength called woo. Winning others over. And we can see that in Carly's life, how she just loves to go to people and interact with them and make them feel welcome. So that's been great to see that, and that was important to see that we would work well together. So we looked over a lot of applicants and a lot of very qualified applicants, and it became clear that Carly was a really good fit for us. And so the search committee, the elders, and the congregation have decided that she is the right person for us to move forward, and here we are today. We are commissioning Carly for ministry, a new chapter of ministry among us today, and we are excited to do that. We're looking forward to the future that we have with Carly in eager anticipation. And if you weren't at the business meeting last week, some of you will probably know that normally there's a probation period on new positions, and Carly's probation was 3 months, and we removed that probation. Woo! There was really no doubt. She did a fantastic job, and I think she's really been exceeding her expectations. We believe she would, but she has been. She's been doing a great work. She works well with all of us, and we're really happy to have her. So we're going to invite Larry up now. Larry Schramm is our area minister. And you can stay down there just so we're the same height. Come on up.
I will stay
down. You will stay down there. Okay. I don't want to come down. Okay.
Can I take it now?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to invite you to bow with me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, empowering, present Holy Spirit. On this Pentecost Sunday, we pause before you and we just yield ourselves fully to you. This day, our lives, this building, this moment is all about you. We're here because you're here. We're here because of what you've done. We're here because of what you're doing. And we're here with anticipation for what you will yet do. So in Jesus' name, we pause and we pray, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Give us the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the hearts to know, and most of all, the soul to receive all that you have for us. And that we would know this day, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is a day that you have made. That it's you who have brought all of us here. And may we recognize that. May we celebrate that. And may we rejoice in that in a way that allows us to say to you with all of our lives, yes. For we ask this all in Jesus' precious name. And God's people said, amen. Amen. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 12 that I think is incredibly appropriate, and I just want to build on one of the ideas that Sarah talked about. And it's verse 18 or somewhere in that vicinity where the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, says that God is the one who arranges the parts of his body as he wills. Now, the implications of that are many, but the most immediate and pressing one in terms of today is there needs to be a sense within you, the people of First Baptist Kelowna, and there needs to be a sense within Carly's life that God's the one who's brought this about. That he is the one who has prepared you as a family of faith, and that there's joy in your hearts to say yes to this time of commissioning for Carly. And there needs to be within Carly a resounding and matching yes to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And if that is not here, we shouldn't be doing this. It's just that straight up and straightforward. It really is. So for those of you who call FBC home, I'm going to ask you the question right now. Are you convinced in your heart that this is a day that the Lord has made and that Carly is the one that he has called you, called here to work with you in the extension of his kingdom? How do you answer?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Carly, it's all downhill from here. It really is. But Carly, I'm going to ask you to come and join me here. We recognize that this is a day
that God's made, that he's brought this moment to pass. And before I go through the process of asking you the questions and asking the church family the questions that I'm going to ask, is there a matching, resounding yes in your life for this day?
Oh, heck yes.
I'm going to find myself editing myself constantly whenever I'm near you, aren't I? Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm going to stick to my notes from here on in. Carly, seeing that we are about to appoint you officially, formally, to this ministry, I ask you, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
I do.
Okay.
Here, you take that. I can be heard regardless. Do you believe in your heart that you've been called by God to pastoral ministry in this congregation?
I do.
As you serve our Lord in this church family, will you obey the call of Christ to faithfully care for this congregation by praying regularly for those committed to your care, by giving leadership to your assigned ministries, by discipling Christ's people, by enabling God's people in their mission to the world, and by reaching out to the wider community with the gospel?
With God's help, I will.
I want to now ask the leaders of First Baptist Church Kelowna, if you're on the board, if you're on staff, if you're a deacon, if you're on the search team, please stand where you are. If you're not sure if you're a leader, if someone asks you a question in a crisis, you're a leader, this is where you now stand. I ask you now, as the leaders of First Baptist Church, do you believe that you have also been called by God to work together humbly and willingly in serving this church and community?
We do.
Yes.
Do you also promise to honor and respect one another, working with this congregation and staff to seek the kingdom of God and by the grace of God to reflect his glory?
We do.
I now ask all the members, regular attenders, and guests who are also here today to stand. Sisters and brothers, a new chapter in the life of this church is open today. I invite you to also renew your commitment to Christ and his church. Do you also believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
Yes.
Together, we are making an important act of commitment, and we are believing that we have all been called by God to serve with Carly, with Kevin, in the kingdom of God as expressed in this church family. Therefore, I ask you, do you, the members and regular attenders of this church, welcome and receive Carly as your associate pastor, and do you promise to honor and support her and her family with your love, your prayers? Will you work together humbly and cheerfully as God's people in this place?
We do.
In that, we have heard these commitments to one another and witnessed the same in the name of Jesus Christ on behalf of First Baptist Kelowna and the Canadian Baptists of Western Canada, I declare that you, Carly Turner, have been inducted into the position of Associate Pastor of First Baptist Kelowna.
Thank you. This is Pentecost Sunday. Dancing in the aisles.
So it's okay if I dance.
Exactly. So I'm going to ask you, I think there's one more slide. Is there one more slide, Dave? Would you please say those words together in unison?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace.
I'm going to ask Carly to stay here, everyone else to be seated right now.
If you are a member of the church leadership team here, if you are ordained clergy, I'm inviting you to come up to the front as we're going to be laying hands on and praying for Carly and commissioning her into the role that she has just accepted. Kyle, I'm going to ask you to come and stand beside your lovely wife here as we want to pray for both of you on this journey that God has called you to. And Kyle, knowing Carly, we especially want to pray for you. And so if you are a member of the board, member of the search team, you're a deacon at First Baptist, come on up. If you're ordained clergy and you would like to join us in this, please come on up. Form a semicircle around them. Kevin has the microphone. As you feel called to pray, you can ask for the mic and pray so everyone can hear. And since this is Pentecost Sunday, and since many of us are secretly Pentecostals inside, if you want to get in on this, you can simply put your hand out in an act of blessing like that, saying, Lord, I agree, I bless, I am with you in this journey. And I'm going to ask you to pray as the Lord leads you to pray in that prayer time, and I will close at the end. And let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill and anoint and guide in this new season and chapter of ministry. Let us go to prayer.
Father God, we thank you for Carly and her uniqueness and her personality and the way she ministers to us and the way she approaches people and the way she loves you and loves people. We pray that your Spirit would be poured upon her in a fresh way, that she would be ministering to this church, supported and empowered by you, supported and empowered by the church and leaders and the congregation. We pray for Kyle, that you would be with him as well as he journeys with Carly in this. We pray for their children, that you would be with them and protect them as they journey with Kyle and Carly through this ministry and calling.
I have a picture for you, Carly. You're, oh heck yeah. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent women will stand against it. I keep getting this picture from Lion, Witch, in the Wardrobe. Lucy's talking to the beaver. Is Aslan safe? Safe? Of course he's not safe, but he's good. Carly, my prayer for you is that you would not be safe. And the gates of hell, right now, when you said, oh heck yeah, they shuddered a little.
Who's next?
God, I just want to lift up those little girls to you. And even as Carly steps into the unsafe, that you would guard their hearts, that you would be present with them and give them wisdom beyond their years, even as little girls, to be willing participants in the ministry that you've called their mama to. God, that Carly's life as a mother and a wife would be intertwined with the way that she ministers, just like it has been so far. I pray that you would protect that. That Kyle and Carly's marriage would grow stronger. That you would protect them from attack, both spiritual, but also just from others and judgment. How that they would hear your voice and they would walk in your wisdom in their marriage and in their parenting. That their house would continue to be a place that you dwell, and that ministers to other people just in the way that they live as a family.
Come, Holy Spirit.
on this day of Pentecost in which we remember with incredible delight and joy the birth of the church, the giving of your presence and gifts. We pause before you now in the precious name of Jesus Christ, and we ask that you will fill and anoint Kyle and Carly with a fresh impartation of your grace and love. Lord Jesus, we know that those you call, you equip, you lead, you protect, and you provide for. And so we lift up Carly and Kyle to you, praying that you will truly protect, that you will shield right now with the power of your Holy Spirit against the attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we rebuke and bind every principality and power and force of darkness aligned against them, against their ministry, against this church, and against your kingdom. In the name of Christ, be gone. And we pray instead for the Holy Spirit to have free reign in their lives, in their ministry, and the calling that you have placed upon them. We know that you equip, and so we ask in Jesus' name that you will pour into them every gift that you have, and that you will reveal it at the right time, in the right way, in a way that gives you glory and builds and protects your kingdom and your name. We pray that you will provide every resource, open every door, bring every anointing. And we ask that you will lead them in such a clear and powerful way that wherever they go and whatever they do and say, people will say, there is a couple who love and follow Jesus Christ. Yes. Bless them to that end. And for the people of First Baptist, I pray that the greatest days of this church are yet to come. As this church family hears and follows your voice and faithfully obeys and keeps in step with the leading of your Holy Spirit, may you move powerfully in this city and in this valley in a way that give you glory. And at the end, may no one remember who said or did what, but only that you are Lord. In the name of Christ, we pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
That's like a lot, guys. Oh, man. Well, I thought it'd be really weird to have a sermon basically about me. And a service basically about me, but I just keep hearing people say that it's not about me and it's about God and it's about what Jesus is doing here. And I'm so grateful for that because it is overwhelming and scary being up here. So I was asked to make an acceptance speech today. And like any good millennial, I was preparing my heart by Googling, how does a pastor make an acceptance speech? And it yielded some pretty bad examples, so I guess I just get to tell a bit of my own story and tell you what's been on my heart. For the past 12 years, I've served God and my calling in the hospitality industry, where my calling included free cappuccinos. And even though I have to pay full price for coffee now, my heart could not be any lighter. I have loved this church and this congregation since I met you guys. My first time visiting here was 9 years ago, almost 9 years ago, when my now husband, then boyfriend Kyle, who grew up at this church, brought me here. I can't tell if he brought me here to show me off or to make sure he wasn't making a mistake. I survived unscathed. Before I lived in Kelowna, I remember coming to this church for my mother-in-law, Connie's celebration of life. And I didn't get a chance to know her that well, but you guys were so encouraging. One of you, I can't even remember who it was, came up to me after the service to say, she already thought of you as a daughter. And that's this church. You guys know Connie. You know this church so well that you have the authority to tell me that I was her daughter. We got married here. That's so cool. Eric on the worship team on guitar, he played at our wedding. Both of our girls have been dedicated here. And we've created this life that can't be separated from First Baptist Kelowna. I love being called to ministry. And I have been called for a long time. You heard that I served in Young Life in Edmonton, and now here in Kelowna. And I'm so excited to get to submit to and see what God has in store for me here on staff. I love you guys like crazy. I have so much hope in our leadership, in our vision, in our community, and so much hope in our young people. You guys are the next generation of amazing pastors and leaders at this church, and I love getting to work alongside you. A few of you have come up to me to ask how it's going. And on the individual scale, I get to tell you how it's going. But I love that I get this chance to tell everybody. It's going really well. I have my dream job. When I am challenged, it's a good challenge. When I have no clue what I'm doing, people come alongside of me and help me out. When I ask our worship director, hey, I've literally never planned a service before, can you teach me how to do it? He teaches me, and I love it. In Romans 8, it says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. I love Jesus a ton. And I've been watching God carefully set these pieces in my path for the last 8.5 years here in Kelowna, or with my sweet husband. And as I draw closer and closer to this call, I'm just so grateful. And I just want to make it clear, I don't think calling is about leading a church. I think it's more about being obedient to God no matter what. Whether you're flagging on a construction site, whether you're pouring coffee, or whether you're working at a church. So I just want to tell you guys with great love and great sincerity, thank you for allowing me the freedom to get to use my giftings here. The amount of encouragement and trust and freedom that I have been given is outstanding. And I am so amped to see where God takes us. Thank you, guys.